Bank of Cardiff, this is Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. My name is Arthur Snyder.
Yeah, Arthur, how's it going?
You know, it's one of those days that I think everything happened. I was throwing out a whole bunch of trash, including your form, which you sent in. It's been now picked up, but here's how things work. So, of course, I'm throwing yours, but I'm on the cusp of potentially buying a company and trying to see what assets I'm going to need to help pull it off.
Okay.
So my question is, although if you had $250,000, like you say, available, I have a thriving business as well, but how is that $250,000 secured? I mean, the business that I'm going to be acquiring is going to be quite profitable. I haven't started due diligence, but things look pretty good. So my question is, what is your, I don't know if I need to do an SBA or do a need for assets. I mean, obviously I'm trying to not put my house on the line for this, but it's going to be a very good, the business is fine out there. Extraordinarily profitable. So I guess my question is, you say there's $250,000 available, but how is that really available? Do you put a lien on my house? Do you put a lien against my bank account if I don't pay it by a certain amount of time? Is it how is that handled? Because if the sales disappear, I can't have a $250,000 loan, or is it a line of credit that I draw against? Like, how are those funds available? What are your options? And what can be done?
Okay, yeah, definitely. So, I just called you recently, but I don't have your file pulled up here anymore. What was your business again?
Oh, my name is Arthur Snyder, S-N-Y-G-E-R. The business is Sylvan, S-Y-L-V-E-N-N Production.
So, yeah, that's what you need to find out. You kind of have to,
okay, and you guys, I'm taking a guess here. You guys are a machine shop, right?
We're a machine shop. Are you familiar with machine shops, or not really, or just cursorily?
That's what I specialize in here most of the time. So are you guys like mostly CNC machines or milling, or how's that working?
No, I'll tell you, even better. We're mostly a screw machine shop, but partial CNC. And let me just tell you the background on if this matters per se, but basically this is a U.S. company, and it was falling apart under its own weight, under all the standard overhead, rent, utilities, health care, payroll taxes, you know, all that stuff, drowning in it, right? All the time.
Okay.
That's what I did. Because the company was about, probably a president, about 3 or 4 workers, some divisions weren't doing well. Long story short, what I did was I acquired the company, got rid of all the chaff, all the garbage. And basically, I now run the business completely out of my home.
Okay.
So it's doing very well. I have no rent, no utilities. I store the parts in the garage. The customer that I have now is a very long-lived automotive manufacturer. There are lots of cutbacks, but I've survived and I have it, and I'm going strong, doing very, very well. So, you know, basically, my last year was $357,000 gross. When you look at it, I'm probably about 50% profit. Very profitable, very good. You know, you cut off all the overhead. One employee, single member, LLC. It's not that much management-wise. I just bruise everything myself. So it's very easy. You know, I have it all done overseas. All the vendors are all set up. I've been doing this for 8 years now, 2008 till now. The company I'm looking at buying is a screw machine company. Virtually identical to me.
Okay.
To give you a rough idea, just to give you an idea on the rough breakdown, I think it's actually very important if we're going to head and use you for this.
Yep.
Some sense of what screw machines are. Basically, the company, for the last 3 years, has been averaging $1.2 million in sales. Which
okay.
is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I mean, to have that consistently, it's amazing. The reason for selling is, I think, 6 to 8 months ago, the owner and wife were running it, and the owner's wife, the owner actually died. The wife's been running it, and she wants to retire. She wants
okay.
to be done. So it's not from leaving from the business going kaput, it's from her. And in short, let me just tell you sort of how the $1.2 million sort of gets, how much U.S. expenses versus what the overseas may anticipate. And these aren't pie-in-the-sky things. Like, I did this with our company. The same exact numbers, it's just bigger. So instead of a $350 gross, it's going to be a $1.2 million gross. Basically, of $1.2 million gross, there's about 350 in, actually I'll make it easy, $400,000 of it is in material. $400,000 of their cost is in labor. And the other $400,000 is $150 in rent, $50 in utilities, $50 in payroll expenses, $100 in owner drawdown. So basically, materials for $400, labor for $400, and other infidels for $400. So the owner's getting paid the salary, but you know it's 1.2 in and 1.2 out.
Okay.
What I've learned as a general rule from overseas is I'm at a 50% profit, if not more. Basically, it means everything overseas is half. Material is half, labor is half as a general rule, because right now, if you get material in the U.S. to machine shops, it basically goes from the West Coast, you know, it gets exported, goes through their fleet, it gets imported into the U.S., you're paying export duty, import into the U.S., it sits in a big, you know, warehouse, the warehouse distributes it to all the different metal distributors, so they add a markup, and they add a markup, and they add freight fees, and they add this. So basically, material, trust me, is basically half of what it is. You know, numerous times I would show a part and I'd say, here's a part, guys, $1.60. This one made in China, and there's the U.S. one for $3.20 in the U.S. So I know it's a 50% markup. So I really expect to have just a, I expect labor to drop by half, materials to drop by half, and the other $400,000 will probably drop by half because there's absolutely nothing.
Okay.
But there will be shipping charges. But if
okay.
my company grossing $350, I have about 5 pallet shipments. Even though I have to do air for the first quite a while, so fine. Let's say the third set of $400,000 drops to $200. Instead of $400, my costs go to $200. That's being pretty darn generous, I think, to how air freight costs are going to go. So let's say that's the case. You're still talking a company going from now 1.2 million in sales with only $600,000 in costs.
Oh yeah, so that's a great amount of profit right there.
It's gonna be huge, and the reason I'm so excited is because it's brown and sharp. It's the same type of equipment that it's the exact same mirror image of the company that I took that was falling apart, and I've been living under this company for basically eight plus years. I've got 3 kids now, and it's doing what it's supposed to do. I just tell you the other part of the detail is they want $500,000 for business. $100,000 down, which I can handle, leaves me the other $400,000. I'm just at the point where I'm discussing SBA loans, this, that, and the other thing. I don't want to have my house on the line, obviously, because I know I can do well. My numbers will show me do well. I'll do due diligence and pre-calculate costs for everything. You know, I'll get my quotes from my sources overseas, include air freight, do everything. So I know I can expect a level of profit, but I can't guarantee the sales. So I'm sort of wondering how I'm going to pay the other $400,000 balance. I mean,
okay.
On one hand, it's very simple. If they're $1.2 million a year, they're going to be it's about $100,000 a month. If I'm at a 50% profit, that basically means even if I pay them 50%, I owe them $400,000. $400,000 by $50,000 a month. In 8 months, I'm paid off. Very aggressive, but I'm pretty optimistic, and the numbers should be there to support this kind of aggressive payoff plan. So the question is, of course, from the seller's point of view, they're going to say, I want an SBA loan to guarantee that I get my money no matter what. And that's where I'm sort of now trying to piece together how I can work out a deal where I'm not putting my house and the stocks and things I have. I have Roth IRAs for like $75,000. My wife has maybe $150,000 in IRAs. So we have assets. And even if you gave me a blank check for $250,000, I don't think I'd want to spend $250 down. I'd almost want to put like a line of credit and tell the customer every time I get $100,000 in sales, you get $50,000 immediately released. Then when I get my money back, I pay you $52 or something. You know what I mean? There's got to be some way to manage this, sort of give them the warm, fuzzy feeling that they're guaranteed their money. Or maybe we'll just increase their down deposit a little bit and not have the worry of an SBA loan in the back. So this is something that I'm really just getting into, and I'm not sure what. Now that you have a framework of what I'm trying to pay off and how, basically the $400,000,
I'll let you know when they're here.
That's really now, how do you sort of see yourself helping with your $250,000 available? How can you help with funds for a I'm also slam. It's a slam dunk business. They all say they're slam dunk, but I mean, but seriously, if I mean, even if I was a total retard and somehow fouled up $300,000 of business, you're still talking a $900,000 business.
Of course, yeah, definitely.
It's got the meat to do it. I'm not going to let it fail, of course, but I'm saying it's got, you know, you allow for something like, oh well, you're not the buyer I used to deal with. I'm going to drop you down, you know, but not everyone can do it. So long story short, what can you do, seeing as I'm trying to sort of get $400,000 but don't need $400,000 or maybe SBA? That's where I'm hovering. So tell me what you can do.
Okay, so, yeah, to get started then, it sounds like you might be interested in, like, our working capital program. And how that works is we base it off of your sales, your gross annual income, then your top-line revenue. And with that, there is no collateral required. So, like you were wanting, it's an unsecured loan. You won't be having to put up, you know, like your house or anything along those lines. And there is also no down payment as well on most of the programs. But how it usually works is we're generally able to unlock like 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as a unsecured cash. So you did mention your company right now is bringing
in. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Sorry about that, struggling. Okay, so go ahead. So then again, you said it was a recap plan, or what you call that?
It was called working capital. Yeah, so we based it off of your sales there, and you did mention you were pulling in about 350 currently, or you did last year in your business that you already have right now, which is Sylvan?
Yes, that was last year, and this year I'm at gross sales of 231 so far. So let's see, so that's what... 7 months will be 210, so I'm more like 30 to 33,000 again business. And I've been doing this for the past, actually the first 3 and 4 years, just to tell you, were like 150, 175, 200, 225, building up to now. For the last like 4 or 5 years, it's been basically like 300 a year for, you know, the last 4 or 5 years. So 357 last year, and this year I'm at 231 from January to August now. So it's, yeah, even if you look at these last 2 years, I'm basically still at the same level. So how would you do? How would that capital plan work? I might have averaged 30K a month.
So, you know, that the way it usually works is, you know, we can get you like 10% to 15% of that. So if you, the way it sounds is you kind of want to be able to have money on hand to assure that you can make the payment, correct, for the new business in a way?
Yeah, but I need to make certain that I'm not going to be caught out for the full. Yeah, like, explain, tell me more of your deal. So, yeah, go on. So,
okay, so it's unsecured there, and, you know, we offer, the way it works is we'd be able to give you the payment up front, all the money. It's not like a line of credit. It's a little different. We approve you for the highest amount possible, and then, so, like, if you mentioned it's around 400K, but you don't know if you want to take out that much. So what we could do is we could do smaller amounts on a shorter time period to where you are having like 400K available, but it's all within when you need it. So say you did 30K for maybe 5 to 6 months or so, but kept renewing that working capital, and you'd be able to have it, you know, short term, but consistently, and it would get you up to like that 400K altogether, but it just wouldn't be a lump sum payment of that. So that's
right,
one way that we could possibly do that. But
right, so
let me tell you this. Do you have a few seconds to talk here? I can actually get you on the phone with my underwriter here, and she can really go in depth for you and really get you a clearer picture on what we can actually do.
Why I just want to make that possible, because I guess the main issue is knowing that. I mean, even if I have that money available, I mean, if I need, basically, what happens is, you set me up in something, they basically get their...
Hello? Hi, it's Jennifer.
Get their payment. Yes?
Looks like I got disconnected.